amid the continuing conflict between Israel and the Palestinians, a small but growing number of Israel's Arab citizens have been arrested for involvement in attacks on Israeli Jews. Almost one of every five Israelis is a Palestinian Arab, and they have long felt caught between their Israeli citizenship and their Palestinian identity, as NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from the Galilee in Israel.
The Hussein family has been living in the village of Deir Hana for generations. Diana is a teacher. Her husband is an elevator technician for an Israeli company. Her father-in-law is the Mukhtar, the equivalent of mayor of this quiet village of 7,000 people. They live in a large house with stunning views of the tree-covered Galilee hills. Like most Palestinian citizens of Israel, Diana and her husband speak fluent Hebrew and have many Jewish friends. They see themselves as Israelis and say they have always believed Arabs and Jews can live together. So they were shocked when police came to their door last September and arrested their 16-year-old son on suspicion he planted a bomb at a nearby intersection frequented by soldiers. A soldier discovered the bomb before it exploded. Diana believes her son Rabia had come under the influence of a visitor from the West Bank.
It began with his somebody from Jenin that is working here in the village. And Rabia has closed with him all the time. He take for him food and coffee and tea, only to help.
Diana says police have told her that the Palestinian worker from the West Bank recruited her son and gave him the bomb. Switching to Hebrew, Diana says she still has not come to terms with what happened. It's so painful, it still doesn't seem real, she says. I go to visit him in prison and he can barely speak about it, but he says he made a mistake. Diana's husband, Saleh, says he sees his son's action as a rejection of his values of coexistence and tolerance between Jews and Arabs. I completely condemn it, he says. That is not the way. I believe we have to sit and talk. Everything can be solved through talk and negotiations, he says. The Prime Minister's office says the number of Palestinian citizens arrested for involvement in attacks on Israelis has tripled this year. Israeli press reports put the total at more than 100. Yoni Fiegel of the International Policy Institute for Counterterrorism says most of those arrested are not committed of committing attacks, but of helping West Bank Palestinians carry them out.
Until now, we see them more on the collaboration platform. As a platform of helping carrying out attacks in Israel, especially shelter, food, communication, vehicles, ID, Israeli ID, and so forth.
Israeli analysts say the country's Palestinian citizens are responding to both the Intifada and a growing frustration with decades of institutionalized discrimination. Israeli Arab towns are given lower per capita budgets than Israeli Jewish towns, school classes are more crowded, and Arab infrastructure like roads and sewage lag far behind. The pent-up frustrations erupted in October of 2000 when Israeli Arabs staged violent demonstrations in support of the Palestinian Intifada. Police responded with live fire, killing 13 Israeli Arabs. In the Galilee village of Araba, the paved highway stops at the entrance to the village. There's no soccer field or community center in Araba, although nearby Jewish towns of the same size do have these amenities. Deputy Mayor Taufik Kanan says young people are growing increasingly frustrated. When there's no place for youth to hang out, to learn, then sometimes they get involved in things they shouldn't, he says. We try very hard for that not to happen. Although still a small minority, the involvement of Palestinian citizens in suicide attacks has many Israelis concerned. One recent poll found that more than a third of Israelis believe in expelling the country's Arabs. But polls also show that Israel's Arabs overwhelmingly see themselves as part of the State of Israel. Still, many Palestinian citizens of Israel say they will never feel comfortable until decades of discrimination are reversed and Israelis and Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza reach some sort of accommodation. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Araba, in Israel.